monitoring.
Shortly.
did a lot of digging. And the good thing is, at least I've got good farm connections with some. I'm lucky I have what I have. Better farm connections than I saw in Napa Handles, boys, when it comes to engine parts. Before I try to survive for a while.
13,
Al, KK4FTU. I almost made a decision not to, but I decided that wasn't the way to go. Gave me on that little theory.
Hello, 130.
Step over here, Earl.
Just trying to do some adjusting here.
Here's a horrible. Well, I got a horrible signal. I can't hit the 7-6. It wasn't 5-9 at all. Well, I talked to her tomorrow, and she said that I destroyed 100 feet of cable, which really sucks. But she said you're going to have to run that cable. You're going to have to run a... If you're going to run that kind of length of wire, you're going to have, especially on 440 and 2 meters like that, you're going to have to run good, real good low-loss cable. You're going to be in trouble. So now I'm building an amplifier, run about 700 watts. I'm going to offer out 2 meters illegal anyway. Ever tried boom bounce?
I've heard about it, but I haven't tried it. KK4FTU.
The mechanic is a toy blind ham. It's called K1PXE. And he's the first blind person I ever saw build a 1200 watt amplifier for boom bounce. And if you saw this wiring, guys, wiring was pin neat. So I just laid my finger, broke my finger, each connection. I said, well, forget that idea. It takes practice as well. And how can you read rail? You know, read rail is kind of difficult after that. Do you know how many contractions there is in rail?
Trump, KK4FTU.
There's 194 contractions with 6 keys on this test. You all 194 little shortcut contractions, and there's 196 different combinations with those 6 keys. Nasty mess those tornadoes were last night.
About that over on the 1-3, I was telling Earl and Cody, I'd heard about a fatality over at the Borg Warner plant when the S3 came through Seneca.
Oh, plant, I believe.
I've got a neighbor that has a job over there.
Hold it. A machine is probably just a building.
Help move some machines around, and they got a 100-ton forklift that, they can move the counterweight to adjust how much weight it can pick up. That rascal is huge.
I do not understand. Our economy does not have a light switch. It isn't like you flick on your light in your house. You can't flick it on or off.
They have lead time and lag time for everything.
And what's going to happen, this is what I'm trying to tell people, they don't get this. Sooner or later, people are going to make decisions that they're not going to start over, and they're going to realize they're not going to afford the losses, and it won't matter if the money or tax credits are there. 100% of nothing is still nothing. Right now, of course, it's just doesn't seem to want to. I'm going to tell him tomorrow if he doesn't get the money by the end of the week for me. I'm just going to tell him, I said, what I'm going to do is I'm going to screw all you guys, and I'm just going to let everything come apart, and when it does, you're going to have to sue me for the play. If that's what you want to do, if that's how you want to run your life, that's fine. But I'm telling you guys up north, they're giving me troubles. But you can't, I'm just going to tell them. I don't care which way you do it. That's what I do when you get lawyers involved. It's a nightmare and nothing ever solves.
Great.
Well, with me is, this is a power struggle in my family, okay? And it has to be done. What I'm saying is, hey guys, listen, just do what I ask you to do. I'll back you up. I'll cover you. But you got to cover me and not rip off me so I can't pay people I work with and I have to pay. Because I have to pay the bills whether you do or don't. Regardless of whether you got hacked or why you got hacked out of account, I've been paying it off and I've been working it off. So whichever way it works, it's only fair not to put me in that spot. He expects me to back him up, he should back me up.
To you. Earl, you got anything to say?
Yeah, that is not going to happen.
going to happen then. I'll tell you what's exactly going to happen. And it's going to happen by the weekend. I'm going to tag them. I'm going to tell them, okay, then sue me for it. Come down and get me.
There's ain't nothing but cesspines. They going to suck the life out of everything they can. There ain't in it but for themselves.
What I also know is there's certain moral grounds that you have to hold, and sometimes you have to push the envelope, and sometimes what this is going on in my house, this is a power struggle between me. I agree, but I'm just telling you that I'm not ripping people off that shouldn't be ripped off, and I'm not ripping my friends off, and I'm not stealing from people, because I don't do that.
Yeah, just tell him you want to come by and pick your file up. He's going to threaten you. He's going to tell you that he's going to sue you. And he's going to do everything to keep you from picking your file up. Tell him to step outside and handle it like a man. And then get your file and walk out, and we'll find you another one.
Right thing. Let me talk to her. She seems to be pretty good. I mean, she seems to be... The attorney's pretty good. I just got a friend up north that's giving me trouble. That's who the trouble is with, not her. I think she's going to do... She says she's going to back me up. She told me what to do, and I got to do it. And I gave her the information. She said, you got a good case. But you're right. I'll talk to her. We'll talk. She seems pretty good. She's really got some guts. She's a real smart lady. I think she'll do what she needs to do.
Yeah. She seems to do what she's going to do. But she's gonna do what she's got to do to line her pockets. So you know, you don't trust one of these people. These people are like the freaking devil. They gonna tell you what they think that you need to hear at the time you need to hear it.
Well, I'll talk to her. I mean, she seems to be pretty good. She's fought with my brother before and won the last time against him, so she doesn't really like the family situation, and she's kind of on my side of it, I believe she. We'll find out. She's not, we'll all get together and we'll do it. We'll do it another way. I want to give her the benefit of the doubt first.
Now, what you need to do to see what happens, you tell her that you think that you got somebody else that's going to handle it, and tell her that you want your files. If she gets belligerent, then you know that she's in it for the money.
I haven't gotten the files to her yet, because that was what I was working on. That's what I had to give her some information she needed to get. That's what I was working on to start with, so I don't really know how it's going to go. I haven't got any money in the game yet. I'm working on that now. I'm trying to do that. Believe me, I'm in a bad spot on this one.
They'll play you like a banjo.
Remember, this is the third civil rights case I've been involved with. I've had this happen to me before. It's just unfortunate my real dad was involved and my stepmom did it. And the funny part is, guess whose name's on the case for the first person in the state of Connecticut to sue the Texaco cap? Well, that was me. And guess whose name was the person in the case?
When you let them know that you don't need the money or need whatever, you know, when you let them think that you need this or need that, then they going to push you that much further. But when you go into it, well, I don't need this. It don't matter. You know, give me my file and let me go on down the road, and it's been nice knowing you. She's going to kiss you bad. Still don't trust her.
See, what I'm worried about, guys, is I'm afraid if this goes the wrong way, I'll end up on the street. That's the one thing I don't want to do, and that's what might happen.
In the wash. Call me. I'll hook you up, get your paperwork, and I'll make some phone calls for you.
Because I need someone to, I'll find her address and need someone to drive me over there, and I can sit down and talk with someone with me. And see what happens, because they can see the look on her face when I talk to her, and that's what I need to see the expression.
These people have caught, because these people think they know more than you do, and they will use that against you.
The first thing that has to happen is a competency hearing, which is going to happen on the 5th. Until that happens, I can't do anything until I'm deemed competent again.
Roger that. Keep me informed.
Damn, he's on the road driving. I think he's driving tonight. I'm not sure.
Let me know what's going on.
Hey, what else in here? Behaving?
Repeat.
My cat's behaving?
And I'm breaking up.
Is behaving.
Oh, okay. My volume was down. I had to turn it up a little bit.
That's a scratch in there because I hear it on receive, so I'm sure a lot of scratch in it.
My cat's behaving because Cody's cat is misbehaving. KK4FTU.
Yeah, it's like me. I have to go down to the pound about once a month and get Shiva a cat to play with.
That cat was brutal. I don't know where the heck I think it was the weather bothering him. He was freaking out. He was clawing the wall, was jumping at the wall, clawing at me, running around in circles, not eating his food, crying, running. The darn weather was bothering him.
Barometric pressure aggravating him.
You're watching TV at night. You know, some nights you can turn the volume up and it gets better, and then you can leave it up, and then the next night you can turn it up. I told Deb the other night, I said, and like the air conditioners, I said, it's the barometric pressure.
Well, then, the last time, my brother in Simpsonville had a house, and there's an F-Zero tornado in there at work one day. It hit the house and imploded the door, and it took some shingles off the roof. And the cat was in the house during the tornado and scared him. So ever since then, he knows what they're about.
Dogs that, when it started lightning, they went crazy. I think they got ground struck before.
One of the things that I found out was, when I moved down here, I used to think it's thunder outdoors, had thunderstorms. When I first came to South Carolina, it was the first time I really experienced a real nasty thunderstorm. You get mild hiking or something like that, you can see them outdoors, but not like this.
I'm going to run outside and let Shiva take a tinkle. I'll be back in about 5 minutes. KK4HXB Friday.
Who else is in here?
It's Cody, are you still with us? You didn't fall asleep on the radio, did you? Drooling all over.
Here, sitting here looking like this. Just listening to y'all go back and forth.
Yeah, it's about $150 worth of cable that I need to replace.
Copper clad center conductor on the coax, or was that solid copper coax in the center conductor, Al?
She said, for the fact that the crank-up tower, she didn't recommend that I use the solid copper because it's going to stress it real bad.
And that. Yeah, it was bad here. It rattled the house. I felt the bed rattle while I was in the bed. It was rattling. Thundering and lightning and all that, rattling the house so much. Neither one of my kids ever made us peep. Didn't wake up or anything.
Oh, God, I couldn't sleep, man. That lightning was flicking. I had that antenna off this thing, and I said, but still, I'm like, you know, Al, you got no containment. You can't use the glass jar without making something to contain it in. I said, you got the car hanging on there to the floor. I said, this thing does get hit. You have a fireball in your ear.
I know that lives over Five Forks off of Woodruff Road. He had one hit about 10 years ago. He had radios unplugged and didn't have the antenna wires grounded, and it jumped around and did about $5,000 damage in his ham shack.
Grounded? What are you going to ground it to? I mean, I got 6 ground rods around the tower and everything, but the only thing I could do, and maybe when I get some time, we'll dig a hole out there, and what we'll do is we'll take the 8-foot ground rod and we'll stick it sideways in the ground and put a ground right off number 4 wire right off of the That's on 339 feet through inside the house and ground it to the ground too, and that should solve it.
The only thing you can do, then you're going to better to destroy the cable and possibly an antenna than the radio.
Either one, but what I'm really worried about is the fire it's going to cause in the building. You know, I've got a fire extinguisher right here. I got a chemical one I could bring right over here if I had to. The other option I was thinking is take one of those plastic totes, put the pickle jar in the tote, drill a hole in the top of the tote, stick the collect down, stick it in the jar inside the plastic tote, so that way when it shattered the jar, it wasn't going to get killed from the shrapnel.
Yeah, too. KK4FTU. What do you think, Cody?
Looking something up on my phone here. What's going on?
Obtain this lightning if there ever is an incident. And I was going to take the pickle jar and put it in a big plastic tote. And that way, it drill a hole in the top, put the coax through the top. That way, the pickle jar will be self-contained if it shatters it. Put a blanket around it inside there. So if it shatters it, I got a chemical fire extinguisher here. So if I needed to, if something happened, I could contain it. You know what I'm saying?
Roger, yeah, that'd work. That would do just fine. Or you could use a cat litter bucket. You know, just something there, like say, to contain the mess.
You don't want it when it shatters the jar, because the ceramic jar will shatter when it gets hot like that. For the lightning, with the heat. But, you know, and they say you can put polyphasers and all this other garbage. But at the end of the day, you know, lightning's one of those things that does what it's going to do.
Roger. Yeah, well, I tell you something I'm looking into. This is what I was reading up on. Richard, you might remember I was talking about this last year, year before last. I was still trying to get people to help me out with it. So I've got what you sent and a few others tucked away in an envelope so I can get those together. But I'm doing some further research into that east side. These might be of interest to you there, Al. There's a company over in Canada called Eastside. It is an Echo Sidelight division. And they make these electronic glasses. And to put this into perspective, as we've talked about in the past, I'm legally blind, so on and so forth. But when I put these things on, the lady said, read this line. And I was just looking straight at the flip chart thing they had in front of me, and I read the line. It was something corny, kind of dumb, like the teacher taught the kids how to make paper flowers or something like that. And I read it, and she kind of stared at me and didn't say nothing. And she's like, which line did you read? And I'm like, this one right here. And I read it again, and she looked. She turned around and told my folks that I can't even read that with my two good eyes. He was on setting 6. This thing has like 15 magnifications or 20 magnifications. I was on setting 6. I told my dad that, man, when I get those things in, I'm going to do my own soldering on my radios.
I did figure a way to do it. I was thinking get a vise to hold the soldering gun, make it tiltable, so you can line it up to the connection cold. And take a thermocouple and stick the solder with the solder flux, the 6040 solder. Stick it in there, heat it up, and use the thermocouple to know if I can hear it sizzle. And I'll bet you I could do it.
Roger, Roger. But, yeah, I'm doing some further research to see how much price drop.
Excuse me, drop down. Good Lord.
So I tell you, on one hand, to get that money in, that whole stimulus thing. On one hand, I don't want to pay my tractor off. On the other hand, I'm thinking, maybe I should look into getting them glasses, so when I go looking for somewhere else to work, maybe they won't have as much of a reason to keep me in the mail room.
I'd like to do it. I really think we should do it. I really think, I'm tired of working for other people. I've had it with that. I don't really want to ever do that again. But what I want to do, the 1099 thing is what I told Chris. Chris is going to buy and told me, by the way, they have to pay for those glasses. They cannot not pay it. And I will help you get those glasses that you need. I will help you fight that war. We'll win that war. Because I'm guarding those punks. They got in a storeroom sitting there doing nothing. Not used. You should not have to pay for those guys for any reason. The federal funds are there for that reason. You know what? I'm going to get you those glasses. I'll get them.
That's something I don't, man. I'd appreciate that. I actually went through the Georgia Vocational thing. And they were like, oh, yeah, well, we've never heard of Eastside. Eastside said that we should go through them, and they would help. But what they was going to do is put me into these other things that just was not that. I'm like, nope. I ain't messing with us to go down and play with junk that ain't going to work for me. So I just told them to just terminate the process, and I'll figure it out.
This is Ryan. McTaxter is there. McTaxter, not McMaster, McTaxter. He said to me that, this is what they said to me when I said I needed to be retrained. They said, well, you got to learn to use a computer. I said, well, I can't afford to do that. Well, you got to go to Columbia. I said, I can't go to Columbia. I said, you'd have to give me a hospital bed and a medical assistant. I said, I can't afford that. Well, we can't teach you at the house. He said, we discontinue all our programs. I said, yeah, because they worked. So what do you want me to do? She says, they said, well, if you could prove you can work well back here. So what I'm doing is I'm putting this business together. I'll run it by hook or by crook, and then they're going to have to back me. And then they're going to get me my driver and my aid, and they're going to get what I need, and they're going to pay for it.
Roger. Well, I'm going to do some further research into that. But, well, I need to do it, fellas. But I'm going to go ahead and sign with you. Like I said, I've been on the radio, and I'm going to hit the sack. I've been on... been up and on the radio till 4 o'clock this morning. It's literally on all, probably got 4 hours of sleep, so I'm gonna try and recoup what I lost yesterday from nothing. With that, I'll be clear after y'all's final.
I said to make that welding guy, did you try that yet?
Haven't. But actually the way I'll start looking into that stuff more when we get our shop built, because right now everything's kind of scattered. Once we get a good shop put together where I can actually work without having to worry about the vice falling over on my foot. But right now we got it in an old shed and the floor's rotten out. But yeah, once we get an official shop put together, that's when I'm going to start putting it, you know, get some stuff modified where I can run this stuff. Hey, Roger?
Daniel, maybe I can make the guide up with Daniel with my welder. I gotta get over here and see it, because I know I can help you with these things, because I've done them.
Roger, but, well, alrighty, I'm going to go ahead and sign with you, and we'll catch you maybe sometime tomorrow evening or something there, and, yeah. So, we'll be clear after y'all. I'm going to go ahead and hit the sack, KK4RQO.
Cody, you go get you some rest, and we'll talk to you later, KK4FTU. Yeah, it's 11:30, Al.
Yeah, KK4HXB, 73s, get you some rest.
Well, I can't, you know, I found your can over here before, it's for your 28. It's an MTC5, it's a Billy MTC5. That's your can number. See, I found the crankshaft for the proper reluctor and stuff you need for the 383. They make one for it.
I did it last week, Al. I've just got to get some things straightened out. When the world gets back to normal, hopefully.
Anything about the lights over the skies and the UFOs in Greenville?
Molly, and they got Federal Mall shut down.
You covered Al up.
Oh, sorry about that. Al, did you hear about the lights over the skies of Greenville, the UFOs? It's on the news.
California News. That's about it. Fox News is some of these boys about useless as a garbage can on a lid.
No, this is local news.
This is bad. I've seen some pretty bad stuff on the news. It's so incorrect, it's not funny. But I knew those things happen. Fox News, we got that governor in South Carolina. He needs to be bushwhacked.
About it on the radio today on Word Radio, said that these governors and these mayors and all are becoming little dictators.
Did you go to church in Michigan?
Negative.
When I found out about it, I wanted to punch the wall. What the churches did is they said, well, you know, let's just have our services in their cars. Everybody gets in their cars. They come over, and you know, we can listen in their cars and preach, and people can go out there if they need food and food. Well, the local law enforcement decided that they didn't like that idea. The governor didn't like that idea. So they put spike strips out there. The volunteers had to clean up the nails in the spike strips so people didn't get tires destroyed. And they sent law enforcement over to try to fire $1,000, and they tried to stop having their church service. Now, that is so unconstitutional, I don't even know where to start.
Nothing yet, brother. You know, in the next couple, 3 weeks, they're going to start having food rationings. You ain't going to be able to get food, and that's when it's only going to get bloodshed.
Trump is trying to do what he can to solve it. He said, they got a task force that's going to get together. He said, it's going to stop.
Until after the election. It'll all go away, and you won't hear nothing about it until after January 3rd, 2021.
I'm going to tell you something. It's not going to last that long. This country there'll be too much civil unrest before then.
You realize where you got civil unrest or not, then it won't go away until after the election. They tried to take him out and all these coronavirus, Russia collusion. Now they'll use something else after they use this up.
Put all of us in jail. That's what you gotta understand. They cannot arrest everybody. And that's what you gotta get on this thing. You gotta leave the government out of this thing. We gotta put it in our own hands. Let's, these citizens are hollering, let's be peaceful about it. But let's prove to people in this country we don't care what they do. It's not their country, it's our country. And when they realize that, they'll get it straight.
Manpower to do what they think they can do.
Put the money where the mouth is.
That's right.
That's all I'll repeat it again. So one day I said, you know, I got four up the other day, and this started laughing.
Before FTU.
How many times did you throw off the one in, which one was that? The first seven? How many times did you throw off through that one night?
3 or 4 times.
I couldn't help laughing. Were you laughing at it?
Anything crazy tonight, and it went out.
It's just because of the wind and stuff up there. They've got some. The conditions are real hard up on the mountain. They're doing something about it, but it's going to take a little bit, you know. People don't understand, you know, like Dave Watson was saying. You know, that antenna stuff we're putting inside the tower is going to be over 500 pounds. And we're going to need some serious riggers and reinforcements of the tower. That's going to be real dangerous for a ground crew to do that. I want to go up to Caesar's head with a fluorescent light bulb, see how many light bulbs I can light.
51 up there, Al.
What did you think of calling all this key around it?
Going in the dark will be all right.
The guy in Voice of America did one time? Yes. This is an old classic. He said, there was a rookie they were training. So he said, go grab that 20-foot ladder and walk up near that tower with that thing. We need that ladder up there. The guy grabs that ladder and walks up near the tower. When he got near that tower, that transmitter was 500,000 watts. He got near that tower, and he didn't hold on to that ladder anymore. I said, you guys are mean. You don't use the resistance of that aluminum ladder that created heat, so it got so hot, he burned his hand, he had to put that ladder down.
He did, KK4FTU.
Another one, he's a silent key now, KJ4HYD, which is a good friend of mine, one of the guys that taught me RF. Our engineer that taught me a lot of stuff about vacuum tubes and stuff. And he said one day he went up by one of the towers with his girlfriend up there. And she's such stupid. She had a necklace with a gold chain on it. He said, "You better take that off." When she got near that 50,000 watt transmitter, she found out a reason why you don't wear a gold necklace.
With a nice burn mark around her neck.
Yeah, probably up there. Put a force on it. I said, you couldn't figure out. Every time he'd get up there and shut the truck off, it wouldn't restart. So finally he realized the RF and the AM transfers is he had to roll it down the hill with the clutch in, far enough away from the transfer to start the truck. Because the RCM would screw the computer up.
The computer just screwed it up a little bit.
Started, but he figured out what the problem was with it.
Roll it off the hill and get it started. Be heck if he had a automatic.
There, so he could get it go. Once he rolled it away from the tower, go. Kevin, he was a really cool guy.
Those kind of people in this hobby.
He was an RF engineer for 35 years, and he was one of the best ones around here. Boy, he knew his vacuum tubes and he knew his transmitters. Boy, when I worked with him, he had 25 projects at heart at the same time. He gave me a crash course and he taught me fast. This is a real good RF engineer, and if you ever take the time to look into his work, his call is. He's up in Maine. He lives way in Skowhegan, Maine. His call is WA1HLR. We call it YR. H-Y-R. Called YR. WA1HLR. YR, he calls it, how he says his call. And Timmy, WA1HLR, he worked for Armstrong Transmitter for many years. He never had a high school diploma, but he could do the math like a whiz, but he was one of the best RF engineers. He worked for Armstrong Transmitter, oh God, for years. And they used to send him around the world, and he'd call him up on the phone, and he'd talk to the people in the phone country, what do you got for transformers? What do you got for parts out there? And they said, we got this, this, and this. And Tim would go out there with the parts they had and design a chassis, lay the parts out, and build a transmitter right on site in the foreign country.
I read an article today about how all these people thinking all this computer chip stuff is good and all that. They're still watching TV. High-definition TV is still being amplified off of satellites with vacuum tubes in them.
Listen, if they're building vacuum tubes in this country again, Donald Trump is pushing it.
Missions, you just can't beat the way the old vacuum tube amplifiers work with guitar amplifiers and sound amplifiers. You can't get the same sound out of a computer control stuff.
Let's say I've been in bars and they're playing bands. And they'll have this transistor amp or solid state amp. And they'll turn it all the way up, you'll hear a hiss. Well, that hiss is the noise from the transistors and stuff. But vacuum tubes are just, where the capacitors are good, vacuum tubes are totally quiet.
Handle the power a lot better than the transistor stuff does, too.
Well, some of the Beatles albums, there was one album that one of the songs that they did. I forgot which one it was. And what it did was one of the amplifiers had a harmonic from the transformer had a talkback problem because of a design issue. And if you listen to it in the album version, you couldn't hear it. But if you used a real good digital version for the master, where there was real tape of it, I heard it one day and I said to my friend, I said, you know what that is? He said, no, I don't know what that is. I said, that's the talkback from the audio transformers in the tube amp. And my friend says, you're kidding. I said, no, that's what it is. And the sound engineers were so expert with the Beatles, they incorporated that in the studio car in the album, but you couldn't hear it on the vinyl because it wouldn't reproduce it. But in the tape, the 16, the big reel-to-reel tape, the masters, you could hear it. Five times, we loosened that saw one night when I was drinking to figure it out. I said, I'll be done. Sit down and listen to some of the Beatles out. When I hear a song, I'll point it out to you one day. I've learned so much work with experienced guys. And a lot of these guys, there's a lot of wing heads in this group, you know, in this hobby. But there's also a lot of smart, smart people. My hammer operators. I met some of the kookiest people in the world.
They will do about anything they can for you, too.
Which, that's why, to me, now this is my opinion on this thing. I've learned more from amateur radio. It's taught me more about life. Because I go in to see people. You see so many different kinds of people, you learn how to communicate. My doctor, whoever all of us gave up on, me and Gary and I, and they watched all those guys, they're smart people. We did that so many times, our hands fell off, and both of us were all punching the wall against the right. But then I thought about it. You know how we figured it out?
Somebody's son had stepped away from it, did something else, and came back to it.
So I found out the other thing to do was I had to go out to a cell phone to find the exact angle of the V. Once I realized the coupling angle, I knew that it wasn't going to work.
Here's a chance for you to teach me a little bit. What are we talking about? The angle of the V of the antenna makes a big difference of making it work?
At certain distances, if it couples with other things, that antenna will tend to want to couple with itself or whatever's around it. So if the angles are incorrect, it tries to use part of the antenna and couple with whatever it's coupling with, and it won't use the antenna as the radiator.
Understand. KK4FTU. So did you ever get it straightened out?
We got to rebuild. I got an idea that might straighten it out. So once I went out there with Gary's fuel strike meter, I turned it all the way up. I went down on the 75 meter band and I put 100 watts on that stupid thing. I ID'd the transmitter during the day and I left the key down. I said, go out there with that fuel strike meter, boy, and let's see what it does. And you know what? When the meter turned all the way up, I couldn't get 5 feet. No more 10 people in the antenna. The field strike meter wouldn't even pick up the RF anymore.
I wonder where all the RF was headed to then.
Holding with the things around it, the power lines, everything. It was amazing. I'd never seen nothing quite like it.
I had some strange stuff. I used to have issues here talking on the 2 meter with the TV going in the living room. So, yeah, it's a strange thing.
For me, one time, they had a lot of cable cord under the house. Well, it just so happened, they had 60 feet of cable and kind of a sloppy kind of mess under the house. Well, you know what 60 feet is on 80 meters? That's a cool anything, buddy boy. And that RF got into that thing and it knocked everything out.
Explaining, did you?
Well, TV says that's even worse. So I called up Charter and he said, well, it's your transmitter. I said, no, it's not. I said, this transmitter, the FCC, is time accepted. I said, I'll guarantee this transmitter is clean. I said, I put a low-pass filter on this thing. Or, you know, I put a low-pass filter on it. I said, that filter, the filter kilowatt, and it brings the signal 60 dB down. You telling me, if it's my transmitter, I said, I'll buy you a case of Budweiser and a six-pack of donuts, because I'll tell you what, I know darn well it's not my transmitter. It's your stupid crap, whatever you did. So I got under there, my buddy Mike, hey, that's 4X got under there. We ripped that thing apart. We pulled 60 feet of cable. We cut it off. And then it still did it, but it was knocking out a TV set. And I mean, it started got a strong signal to the TV set. You wouldn't believe how strong that signal is.
So what'd they end up doing?
Did Tiger shoved it in the ground and grounded, took a piece of wire, stuck it in the wheel, and grounded it back on a TV set right to the ground.
Figure it out. Kept Mom happy for a while, weren't you?
Just take it out of there. They took my TV out, took her TV, that side bed makes a mess on TV. Then through the power lines. So sometimes you got to put filters there, too. You put taillight beads on the power line side because the power lines are a perfect place for RF to get into things.
Yeah, power supply, I think I need to go through. I've heard people, when I use this other power supply I have, say that I've got some noise coming through, so I'm going to have to figure out what the heck's going on with it. 35 amp.
Power supply?
It's pretty heavy. It's big. I'm talking right now on the switching power supply. So, no, it's not one of them.
Lots of times the filter caps go, but usually, what they don't do a lot of power supply. I've had problems with switching supplies. We would get popped and all kinds of garbage. Sometimes you can't filter it out. That's why switching, and HFs, don't ever use a switching power supply HF, because lots of times it causes a lot of trouble.
Especially if you got more than one radio, like in a field day. I was told don't be using one like that in a field day.
Tell you what to do about that. They don't put a bypass cap on the negative side of the input of the power supply. So what you want to do, so a 2,000 microfarad built capacitor on the outside, right across the terminals. Pull the supply apart, put a .001 bypass cap right at the ground in the supply on the negative, right on the output, and one on the input of the supply on the plug, and bypass cap right there, and that should solve it.
Let's do that.
And do too. They make filters for alternators in cars. There's those little filter chokes they put on alternators in cars. Put one of those in the line, too. It'll take you about 20 minutes to solve it. Now, all those loads, I've almost thrown stuff out the window, made me so darn mad.
Number two was flawn equipment and had to step away so I didn't destroy it. Finally figured it out.
You know what a friend of mine, they got in trouble for one time? That guy was before the whole ass killed him. He got so mad he built a bomb and blew the stuff up out of his yard. He got arrested.
Well, when you make improvised explosive devices.
He got most on that. I was like, it's just a good thing he did that before
he went out. I threatened to put a bullet hole in a vehicle because it was giving me aggravations. But finally was able to figure it out.
I was just almost got rusticated just before that hit. I was with this crazy Indian nurse. And I had a South City Connecticut ID, a handicap ID, which is an issue, which I got from the state of Connecticut. Well, I was born in Canada, so I didn't want to show my naturalization papers, so I couldn't find them. I couldn't find my birth certificate. So I went in there and myself carried over her ID. And so I get in line, and I hate the motor vehicle. So this little dumb little witch was a lady, she's me. And she starts giving me crap. And I was in the mood not to put away any crap. So I said, well, you know what? Here's what we're going to do. Why don't you just arrest me? And I said, because I know if there's ever a bomb to be dropped here. I said, it should be on this darn motor vehicle, probably. And I said, she goes, are you trying? I said, no. I said, call the cop. And then she's here and set my darn ID. I said, let's see what he thinks about it. The supervisor came out to the big, long crowd. And she always said, you know, we can arrest you for that. I said, well, if you arrest me, do you think the cops accept my identification all right? line.
He bursted as fast as he could, wasn't he, KK4FTU?
Now, she looked at my ID, she says, sir, this is one of our IDs. She goes, I think I can hear you through the line of Jesus. She goes, don't do that again. I said, what do you think, the cop? I said, now, if you want to arrest the go for it. I said, I just want to see if the cop works out there or not.
Yeah, I can imagine the looks on some people's faces about that.
And the poor nurse. And then, you know, the organ donor forms. When you're, you know, if you get killed or you move in a wreck. Well, they asked me about the organ donor form, you know. And I said to the nurse, what do you think about those organs? Eyes, no good. Spleen, probably not any good. Liver, probably not good. I said, kidneys, probably not too good. I said, basically, there's nothing to donate to someone.
Turn you out of there and get you somewhere isolated so you didn't cause any more issues there, Al. KK4FTU.
Well, I said, hell, I thought I calmed down a little bit and thought about it. I said, you know, you were kind of lucky that you didn't get arrested on that one. Just before 9/11. This is another thing. Yeah. My friend and I, a Vietnam vet, we're talking just before 9/11, and he talked about 2 weeks before 9/11, him and I were sitting around working on something together, and we talked about, he mentioned to me if he was going to do an attack, he would use a plane to do it, and we sat down, and thank God they didn't tape that thing, because I said, Alice, did you realize if anyone ever heard you guys talking like that, you all would have been in jail.
Those idiots that did that had been reading Tom Clancy because it sounded like something that he would come up with in one of his books.
You know what I did after 9/11?
Those crap sounds like something out of one of his books.
That's no big deal. That's not surprising at all. Because I know that if I don't use a ventilator, if I do the best I can with my immune system and stay with Robert Colbert, I think I won't make it. You guys have a good party anyway.
Won't be the same without you around, though, Al. Well, it is after midnight, so I'm going to say good morning and call it tonight, and we'll do it again later. I'll be clear on your final. KI4MLN, KK4FTU.
Doing a good job wearing a repeater out, and I've always tried to do that. That's one of my goals, to wear a repeater out.
Many dust collect on it, right? You get you some sleep, and we'll do it again. Al, good night.
I like this thing. But, yeah, you know, we will. And, you know, here's the thing, I think. Here's what's really important. I think this is what's really important about this. You know, I'll say 73, but, you know, when I sit down and think about it all, well, I'll work it all out, but, you know, I think once I'm through the next couple weeks and everybody starts realizing that working together is a better way to do than working separate, and you guys have always been good, and Dave and all those guys, I respect you guys a lot, and that's one of the reasons I'm going through this, because I know I want to go to Caesars Head to see that problem up on that mountain. Maybe I can help you guys figure it all out. Well, I'm crazy enough to figure things out that nobody else would. KI4N73, have a good night. Catch you later. I think we did a pretty good job with our repeater out.